4. Discussion at the Olive Press. James Zebedee found himself separated from Simon Peter and his brother John. And so he now joined the other apostles and their fellow campers at the Olive Press to deliberate on what should be done in view of the master's arrest. Andrew had been released from all responsibility in the group management of his fellow apostles. Accordingly, in this greatest of all crises in their lives, he was silent. After a short and formal discussion, Simon Zealot stood up on the stone wall of the Olive Press and, making an impassioned plea for loyalty to the Master and the cause of the kingdom, exhorted his fellow apostles and the other disciples to hasten on after the mob and effect the rescue of Jesus. The majority of the company would have been disposed to follow his aggressive leadership had it not been for the advice of Nathanael, who stood up the moment Simon had finished speaking and called their attention to Jesus' oft-repeated teachings regarding non-resistance. He further reminded them that Jesus had that very night instructed them that they should preserve their lives for the time when they should go forth into the world proclaiming the good news of the gospel of the heavenly kingdom. And Nathanael was encouraged in this stand by James Zebedee, who now told how Peter and others drew their swords to defend the master against arrest, and that Jesus bade Simon Peter and his fellow swordsmen sheathe their blades. Matthew and Philip also made speeches, but nothing definite came of this discussion until Thomas, calling their attention to the fact that Jesus had counseled Lazarus against exposing himself to death, pointed out that they could do nothing to save their master inasmuch as he refused to allow his friends to defend him, and since he persisted in refraining from the use of his divine powers to frustrate his human enemies. Thomas persuaded them to scatter, every man for himself, with the understanding that David Zebedee would remain at the camp to maintain a clearing house and messenger headquarters for the group. By 2:30 that morning the camp was deserted. Only David remained on hand with 3 or 4 messengers, the others having been dispatched to secure information as to where Jesus had been taken, and what was going to be done with him. 5 of the apostles, Nathanael, Matthew, Philip, and the twins, went into hiding at Bethpage and Bethany. Thomas, Andrew, James, and Simon Zealots were hiding in the city. Simon Peter and John Zebedee followed along to the home of Annas. Shortly after daybreak, Simon Peter wandered back to the Gethsemane camp, a dejected picture of deep despair. David sent him in charge of a messenger to join his brother, Andrew, who was at the home of Nicodemus in Jerusalem. Until the very end of the crucifixion, John Zebedee remained, as Jesus had directed him, always near at hand, and it was he who supplied David's messengers with information from hour to hour which they carried to David at the garden camp, and which was then relayed to the hiding apostles and to Jesus' family. Surely, the shepherd is smitten and the sheep are scattered. While they all vaguely realize that Jesus has forewarned them of this very situation, they are too severely shocked by the Master's sudden disappearance to be able to use their minds normally. It was shortly after daylight and just after Peter had been sent to join his brother, that Jude, Jesus' brother in the flesh, arrived in the camp, almost breathless and in advance of the rest of Jesus' family, only to learn that the master had already been placed under arrest, and he hastened back down the Jericho road to carry this information to his mother and to his brothers and sisters. David Zebedee sent word to Jesus' family, by Jude, to foregather at the house of Martha and Mary in Bethany and there await news which his messengers would regularly bring them. This was the situation during the last half of Thursday night and the early morning hours of Friday as regards the apostles, the chief disciples, and the earthly family of Jesus. and all these groups and individuals were kept in touch with each other by the messenger service which David Zabidi continued to operate from his headquarters at the Gethsemane camp.